trophy. Eva's serve, and the Arrows can't play it. Down it goes, 20-17. Hornets made some hay on ace serves earlier. Timeout Lancaster. 20-17, Hornets by 3 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
20-17, the score here in the second set. Richland Center by 3. The Hornets won the opener 25-10. Nothing's easy in the Southwest Conference. The Hornets cruising in that opener, but the Arrows came back, and this is the second time I've seen Lancaster. I'm not surprised. They are a competitive team and a very good athletic team. Get you some more scores in just a moment. But right now, Ava Cosgrove is set to serve for Richland Center. And here's the left-hand line drive serve. Fielded now by Jensen back in the row, and it's going to be shot down. Boatsmacher, she got a run on one and puts a charge into one. That makes it 20-18. Into the lineup for the Lancaster Arrows. Number one, Abby Timmerman. Timeout for the ball to be chased down. And Timmerman will serve. Gets the whistle. 2-point lead for the Hornets in the second. Here's the serve. Cut off. No, Walsh got a piece of it. It goes back from Meaden and then knuckled over by Pauls, and down it goes. Nice play. Well played. The Hornets didn't get a real good first or two passes there, but they recovered to get the kill. That makes it 21-18. Serving, Lillian Tidrick. Here's her serve. Played now by Jensen. Pass. Caroms to the left of the stands. And nice play by Eric Olson, who makes a nice save. Still riding all the way. 22-18 the score. Hornets up by 4, and Tidrick will serve again. RC by 4. They're within 3 of going out. There's the serve. Cut off now by Nemitz. Arrows pass it to the left, and taking it over is McDonald. Nice play by Cosgrove, set by Weiss. Paul's shot blocked, kept live by the Hornets. Pinballed over by Walsh. Now left side, the Arrows get it over to the Hornets. Here's a set, Weiss takes it again. Tipped by the Arrows. They'll pass left side. Morgan with a set. Grotzmeicher, look out. Weiss got a block on one. Back to the Arrows again. Here's a pushover on the hit by McDonald. Slap back by Walsh. Kept live by the Arrows. Slammed over by Morgan. The Hornets dive and can't get it down. Arrows win the battle in a really nice volley, 22-19. So the Arrows trying to keep it going here. Number 17, Audrey Foley, is in front left. And serving is the libero player, Cassie Nemitz. 22-19, Hornets in the second. Nemitz with the approach, and there is the serve. Fielded now by Meaden. Passed by Cosgrove. Weiss takes it over. Bumped to the ceiling by the Arrows. They keep it going. Left side, McDonald drives it over. Fielded by Meaden. Cosgrove again on the right side, and Pauls takes it over. Fielded now by the Arrows. They'll try left again. McDonald takes it over. Meaden got a beat on it. It caroms into the stands, and the Arrows score again. 22-20. Lancaster hanging tough, and again, their front line giving the Hornets some problems in this rotation. Cassie Nemitz serves again. RC by 2. Here's the serve. Fielded by Pauls. And now here's the set by Cosgrove. Weiss takes it over long, out of bounds. Arrows are within 1, 22-21. Very pivotal set here. Lancaster trying to even it up. The Hornets trying to go up 2-0 and get a little bit of cushion in this one. Richland Center swept at Lancaster. Here's the serve. Dug by Meaden, knuckled over by Cosgrove. Backline, nice play by Rukoff. Now pushed over on the hit by the Arrows, Jessica Morgan, and we're tied. 22 apiece on Morgan's kill, and now the Arrows will take another shot, trying to take the lead. Hornets in serve-receive mode. Here comes the approach by Nemitz. stepping up, and there's the serve. Fielded by Pauls, popped up to the net. Cosgrove left side, punching it over and down. Nice play by Rainey Walsh. Gives the Hornets the lead. 23-22. Rainey Walsh gives the Hornets a much-needed relief. And now their top server, Danica Pauls. Here's a line drive over the net, down for an ace. 24-22. Danica Pauls. Hornets are just kind of stuck in that mode, and as soon as they rotate it now, they have a little more confidence, and Pauls in the back row. Timeout Lancaster. We'll keep it here for this one. 24-22. The Hornets leading. They won the opener 25-10. And now the Phil Nee flip phone, sponsored by Y Connect Wireless. Platteville has swept Prairie du Chien tonight, 3-0. Fenimore 1 and Southwestern 1. Mineral Point leading now, I should say, has defeated Darlington 3-0. Wazika Steuben up 1-0 on Weston tonight. Cuba City swept Boscobel earlier. And the soccer score we had was the last word. River Valley leading Richland Center 2-1. That was at halftime, last word. The flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect. Mobile nationwide local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. Danica Pauls and the Hornets with game point 24-22. Pauls stands on the near side and gets ready. There's a line drive serve popped up by the Arrows. Free balled over, played by Ewing. Pass back to Cosgrove. Weiss takes it over. Tipped by the Arrows. They'll try again with a soft set. Driving it over there is Foley. Hornets push it back. Weiss with a good hit. Nemeth digs back row. Pass left side. McDonald drives it over. Fielded now by Pauls. Here's Cosgrove. Tough one for Ewing. Goes with the left hand. Got it down. She can go right or left. Went left and took it right in front of the Lancaster front wall. And the Hornets win this close one. 25-22. There were some plays there on that final stretch by the Hornets as they make a nice finish after a very competitive set. Coming up, the Dairyland Transportation High School sports update. Hornets up 2-0 in this match at RCHS on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School sports update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Richland Center Ithaca cross-country teams, along with all the teams in the Southwest Conference, are preparing for the league meet. I talked to Coach Eric Mindum about that.
Lancaster is hosting that. That's a pretty quick course, so we're excited about what we can do there and have the opportunity to get some kids medal and be in the all-conference conversation there. And then our sectionals, again, up in Black River Falls on the 25th of October. So quite a drive up there, but again, we're going to know what to expect.
Eric, do you think you have a shot at conference if things go well?
I think if the cards fall in the right way, our boys team any given day can be right there with Dodge Point. We're going to have to improve from where we're at now, but we know we're capable of it. We've got the talent to do it, so it's really just putting a good race together. On the girls' side, quite a daunting challenge to go up against Dodgeville, Mineral Point, and Lancaster's girls' teams. But even just placing in the top three in that is something we haven't done in several decades now for a girls' team. So if we can beat some of these other schools that have competitive teams, Prairie du Chien, Platteville, I think we'd be really happy with that and see if we can't get close to Dodge Point and Lancaster, and who knows.
The Southwest Conference meet comes up this Thursday at Lancaster. That was Coach Eric Mindum, and I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. It was a win for the Hornets edging out Lancaster in the second set, 25-22. Five aces from Danica Pauls. Five kills from Soleil Ewing. Ava Cosgrove had an ace among the highlights in the second. Nicole Kelly and Jessica Morgan each have a couple of kills. Morgan also had an ace for the Lancaster Arrows in that second set. So we go to the third. Hornets looking for a sweep the second time. And again, this Arrow team, especially in certain rotations, they are tough. They've got Sophia Grotzmeier in the area of some of the kills. She's had some really nice sets here and can be very dominant. Also in the blocks, she has done a really nice job kind of making the Hornets change the trajectory. So the Arrows will serve first to get the third set going. And doing the honors will be Jessica Morgan. Hornets in serve-receive mode. Up two sets to none. 25-10, 25-22 tonight. Very nice student section here tonight. Doing a little dance in between. Here we go. There's the serve by the Arrows. We're underway. Played now by Meaden. Pass goes left side. Ewing drives it over. Fielded by the Arrows. There's a set by Kelly. Dumped over the line. Kept live for a moment by Pauls, but can't get it down. Good hit by Megan Krull. And the Arrows go up by a score of 1-0. I believe this is Lancaster's first lead of the night. There's the serve. Fielded by Meaden. Free balled over. Played by Nimitz. Back to the right side. Punched over by Morgan. Here's the pass by Meaden. Left side. Ewing takes it over and down. And we're tied at one. Soleil Ewing gets the kill. And the Hornets bring Taylor Hefner in. Front left. And that means the serve belongs to Rainey Walsh. Walsh will serve. One apiece here at the RCHS Fieldhouse. There's the serve. Fielded by Nemitz. Pass left side. The Arrows drive it over. And the hit by Krull. And the Hornets pancake it over. Beautiful save by Walsh. Back to the left side. Here's Hefner taking the right angle. Played by Morgan. Pass right side. Krull into the net. The Hornets take the lead. Good volley. 2-1 the score. RC up by one here in the third. And Rainey Walsh will serve. There's the serve. Fielded by Krull. Up to the net. And blocked by Weiss. And down it goes. The Hornets start out with some confidence on a hanger that weighed its way up to the net. And Weiss knocks it down to make it 3-1. Here comes the approach and the line drive serve. Played by the Arrows are called for a lift on that second pass. That makes it 4-1. Hornets by three. Rainey Walsh will serve. Rainey with a line drive serve, fielded by Nemitz. Here's the pass on the right side. The Arrows take the angle and get it down on a big kill by Asa McDonald. That makes it 4-2. McDonald gets in the act for the Arrows. She is back to serve. 4-2 ball game score. Hornets by two in the third. Here's the run-up and the serve, a net serve. That gives it right back to the Hornets. That makes it 5-2. The Arrows have been pretty strong on their serving tonight. Back it goes for Carly Meaden to serve this thing. And Carly with the serve, fielded now by the Arrows. Quick set on the right side, taking a shot as Kelly blocked down. Hefner and Tidrick combine, and that makes it 6-2. Hornets by four. Serving will be Carly Meaden. Carly floats this one in the middle. Nemitz passes left side. The Arrows take the angle. They hit the antenna, and the Hornets go up by five. 7-2 in the third. Arrows trying to get back in the mode. The second set, they did a great job on those initial sets, those initial digs and passes. Here's the serve, net serve. Hornets give it right back. 7-3 on the missed serve, and the Arrows we'll take the ball to the back line. Audrey Foley leads the side out. Sophia Grotzmeier is in, and now playing is Kelly. Here's the serve. Hornets play it back line. Meaden. Now Ewing left side, and Tidrick has to play it over. Fielded now by McDonald. There's a quick set. Taking a shot out of bounds. Sophia Grotzmeier with a nice hit. That makes it 8-3. three as the Hornets see it miss the back line by an inch, not by much. And now Ewing will serve for the Hornets, fielded by Nemitz. There's the set right side by Crow, blocked by the Hornets. Arrows can't play it. They pinball it around a couple of times, and the Hornets go up by six, 9-3. Soleil Ewing will serve. Ewing with a run-up. There's the line drive serve, fielded by Nemitz. There's a set by Morgan, taking it over the left hand. Long on the shot by Megan Kroll. Out of bounds, and the Hornets lead by 7, 10-3 here in the third. Soleil Ewing will serve for Richland Center in the middle, and here's the line drive, fielded by the Arrows, and they work it left side, punched over by Goetzmacher, and nice job, got it in. She kind of saved that one that was surely headed to the floor. That makes it 10-4. Arrows bring in Lauren Rukoff for some back row play. She will serve the ball, and Richland Center in serve-receive mode. The whistle, and Rukoff with the run-up. There's the serve. Fielded by Tidrick. Walsh, left side. Here's the shot by Pauls. Down it goes. Danica rotates around to the left and immediately makes an impact. That makes it 11-4 here in the third. Ava Cosgrove will serve for Richland Center. The senior gets the whistle, and here's the line drive serve for the left hand. Fielded by Rukoff. Pass to the right side. Kelly drives it over. Oh, one hand saved by Ewing. There's the pass left side. Pauls takes it over. Fielded by Rukoff. Here's the set. Shot is going to be over, and down it goes. Sophia Oetsmacher on the hit. That makes it 11-5. Into the contest for the Flying Arrows, Abby Timmerman. Hornets lead this match 2-0. They're up 11-5 in the third, looking for a sweep in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded back row by the Hornets. Pass to the left side. There's Paul's shot blocked. Nope, it wasn't. It hit the net. Came back to the Hornets for a fourth hit, and that makes it 11-6. Arrows staying in this one tonight, trying to keep it going all the way to the near side. Abby Timmerman will serve it with the right hand and fires it in the middle, played by Meaden. There's Cosgrove to Pauls. Danica takes it over. One hand saved by the Arrows. They bring it back over. Good hit by Rukoff. Here's the set by Cosgrove. Back to Tidrick. Out jumps him, drives it over. Played by Nemitz, right side. There's the hit by McDonald. Hey, saved by Meaden. Nice play. Back to Ewing, and then Pauls from the right side drives it back row. Good volley. Here's the set left side. McDonald takes it over. That one is out of bounds. Arrows shot the line and missed, and the Hornets go up by 6 at 12-6. Lily Tidrick will serve for Richland Center. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded by Nemitz. Foley over on hit number 2. Nice hit. Got it down. The Lancaster setter puts it down. I should say Jessica Morgan, the setter, the senior, and that makes it 12-7. Here comes Nemitz after chasing the ball down. Into the game is Ella Goetzmacher. She is Sophia's senior sister, and in that front row left. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Meaden, set left side, and here's Paul taking it over. Diving dig by Rukoff, back to the right side, and down it goes for Ella. That makes it 12-8. And here come the Arrows again. Kind of like the second set. Hornets started to kind of build a resume, and the Arrows whittle away at it. Here comes Nemitz with the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded now by Meaden. Cosgrove left side and punched over by Walsh. Now the Arrows take it back to the right. Taken over that time by Ella. Ball left side. Here's the shot by Pauls. Blocked by Lancaster, but out of bounds. That's a Hornet point. 13-8. Their block caromed to the right side. Here's Pauls with the approach. Danica's serve. No, net serve. 13-9. Arrows get a point, and the side out into the game is Megan Kroll. And the Arrows, number 18, Jessica Morgan, will serve. Here comes the whistle. Line drive serve fielded by the Hornets briefly. They won't get much on it. That's an ace. 13-10. Arrows within three. So Morgan will try again. First ace for the Arrows in the third set. And here is Jessica with the serve again. Fielded by Pauls. There's Walsh to Weiss, and the ball blocked down by Ella Rotsmacher. And that'll make it 13-11. Lancaster keeping pace here, hanging around. Serving again will be Jessica Morgan. Hornets in serve-receive mode. There it is. Line drive. Meaden diving in. Can't get it. That's an ace. And the Arrows are within a point. 13-12. The Hornets were cruising, but now they're not. Arrows within one in the third. Richland Center won the first two. This is high school volleyball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists are kind, courteous, and do whatever it takes to help you. Services include free in-town delivery, free mailing, and price matching to give you the most for your dollar. Not a Prescription Center customer yet? Stop soon. You won't be disappointed when you switch to the Richland Family Prescription Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Save big during the fall filter sale at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel now through the 15th. Bring in your filter list for the best prices of the year on all Napa Gold filters. Stock up on motor oil, grease, and filters. Now is the time to check out the Milwaukee Tools and Heated Gear, tool, heated coats, and vests. Don't miss the savings now through the 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa know-how.
The timeout is over. Hornets leading by one, 13-12, after trailing briefly in his third set to Lancaster. Hornets built the lead, but it's evaporated. There's a serve. No, just past the back line for Morgan. Shooting the back line for an ace, and she missed. And the Hornets go up by two. 14-12, Richland Center coming back now with a two-point lead. And the serve for Rainey Walsh. Into the front left is Taylor Hefner. Walsh will serve for Richland Center on the whistle. Here it is. Fielded now by Timmerman. Nobody to accept her pass, and that one caroms to the left side. Nice play by Jamie Walsh in the stands there. That'll be a point for Richland Center. 15-12. That ball caroming into the stands, and now setting it up for another serve is Rainey Walsh. That one beautiful. It'll be dug there by Kroll. Back to the right side. Rotsmacher knocks it over. Fielded now by the Hornets to Ewing. Soleil takes it back row. Nemitz. Here's the set by Morgan, shot down by number five, Megan Kroll. And Lancaster is within two. It is 15-13. Serving for the Arrows, number 12, Asia McDonald. And the Hornets in serve receive mode. There's the serve. Fielded near side by Pauls. There's the set by Walsh, taking it over. Weiss, nice play. The Arrows kind of miscommunicate, and it drops in. 16-13. Hornets by three. Lily Tidrick returns. She's in the front left. And serving is Carly Meaden. Carly with the approach. This one floated over. That one dug there by Nemitz. Played right back to her, and she gets it over from the back row. Played now by Meaden. Quick set left side. Ewing downtown. It goes. Well, what a hit. Hornets go up by four. It's 17-13. Soleil Ewing with a kill. Timeout Lancaster. Dodgeville up on River Valley 2-1. Seneca leading Kickapoo 2-0 tonight. And that on the Phil Nee flip phone. Also, Highland sweeps Cassville to go 12-0 in the conference. Six Rivers 25-10, 25-12, 25, or it should be 25, 26-24 maybe in the last game. That is a sweep for the Cardinals tonight. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit ArnesonRepair.com. Keep farming with Arneson's.
Looking for great deals? check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid.
Hornets are up 2-0 in the match. It is 17-13 here in the third. And getting set to serve is going to be Meaden. There's the play now. Nemitz passes. Left side Kelly. Knuckling it left side and out of bounds. Hornets go up by 5 at 18-13. Each team taking a timeout in this third set. Hornets by 5 in front of a good student section tonight. Meaden with the serve. Dying quickly. Diving in there. Nemitz can't get it. Hornets go up 19-13. That's kind of the case. Lancaster really struggled on serve receive in that first set in which the Hornets ran away with it. Meaden will try again. Here's the serve. Fielded by Nemitz. There's the set by Morgan. Taking a right-hand shot. Down it goes for Kelly. Nicole Kelly makes it 19-14. Arrows are within 5 points this evening. Into the contest for the Arrows, Sophia Grotzmacher. And Grotzmacher is into the front left. Her sister Ella in the back row to serve. Here it is. Played now by Meaden. Rainy Wall setting it up. Tidrick rainbows it over. Fielded by McDonald. Back to the right side. Kelly takes a shot. One hand saved by Pauls. Ewing back to the middle and Hefner gets it over. Fielded by the Arrows. Here's the right side shot. Oh, they're going to say it's in. That was close. Right down on the line was the line judge. He had a better view than me. Sophia Grotzmacher makes it 19-15. Serving will be Ella Grotzmacher. And here's the approach and the line drive serve. Cut off by Pauls. Here's a quick set for Ewing who dumps it over. Fielded by Krull. She'll get it right back. Left side drives it. Blocked down by the Hornets. There's Tidrick and Ewing combining. And Richland Center goes up by 5 at 20-15. Sole Ewing will serve for the Hornets. Up by 5 and with 5 of going out. Here's the serve. Fielded by Nemitz. There's the set by Morgan. Taking it over and out of bounds. Sophia Grotzmacher just missed the line again. 21-15. Timeout Lancaster. We'll be back with more in a moment. The Hornets up 2-0. They lead by 6 in the third on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Dole Ewing with an ace serve. That was a mammoth hit right there. And the Hornets go up 22-15. Hornets trying to finish strong here this evening against visiting Lancaster. They've won 25-10, 25-22, and they lead 22-15 in the third. Dole Ewing with a serve. Fielded near side and played by the Arrows. Putting it over is Morgan, and it is in. Arrows staying alive, 22-16 the score. Join us on Thursday night as the Ithaca Bulldogs try to wrap up a Ridge and Valley win it outright. They win tonight. I believe they get at least a share, if I've got that right. Have not heard from Lafarge tonight in Ithaca. There's the serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. Left side, there's Paul's shot blocked back by Morgan. Back it goes. Left side, it's going to be Paul's knuckling it over. Fielded now by the Arrows, and Grotzmacher gets it over on the third hit. Diving dig, Meaden. Hornets push it left. Here's Pauls down the line. Nemitz gets a good dig, and now the Arrows try on the right side. Kelly drives it over, and it hit the antenna and out of bounds. Hornets gain a point, 23-16. Into the contest for the Hornets, number 21, Ava Cosgrove, and she will serve. Hornets lead by 7, 23-16. Here's the serve. Fielded now by Nimitz. Pass to the right side for the Arrows. He'll take a shot. That one's out of bounds on Kelly's hit. And the Hornets have game point. 24-16. Richland Center trying to sweep here. Hornets coming in shorthanded tonight. And they have really dug deep, playing well. Here's the serve. Right side fielded by the Arrows. They'll set it up for Grotzmacher. She drives it over and gets it down. Arrows still going on. 24-17. Into the game for the Arrows. Number one, Abby Timmerman. Our second chance to see the Arrows this year. We saw them defeat River Valley in an earlier season, this season. Tonight, the Hornets have led the majority of minutes. 24-17, still game point. Timmerman starting the serve in the middle of the floor. Here comes the approach and the line drive serve, played by Meaden. There's Cosgrove, near side, Tidrick for the win. Played it, oh, is Lancaster. They collide. It's still going, and they get it over on the hit by Kelly. There's Ewing, back to the right side. Tidrick for the win. Hey, played by Nemitz, kept live at the net. It caroms, and Nemitz gets it over. Back line, Ewing bumps it to the rafters. Cosgrove left side, and Walsh gets it over. Arrows field it right. They're going to play it in the middle. Quick set. Rutzmacher drives it over. Great hit from the knees by Ewing. Back to the right side. Pulse for the win. Got it. And the Hornets take it in three tonight. 25-17, the final. Danica Pauls with a kill and the exclamation point on game point. And the Hornets win it in three. 25-17, the final. Stay tuned for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating post-game show featuring interviews tonight in just a moment. You're listening to High School Volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
For the Duncan Awards, turning point of the game tonight. We're going back to set number two. Richland Center really being challenged by the Arrows, and at that point, if the Arrows win that, of course, obviously, we're still going, but I think it would have given them a lot of confidence and momentum. They came back to tie it at 22. Richland Center proceeded to score the next 3 points, and they were led by a couple of really great plays, including an ace from Danica Pauls, and they also got a point from Rainey Walsh in there and a kill by Soleil Ewing on game point. So those three plays led the Hornets to victory in set number two. And that leads them to victory as they get over the top here tonight and get the victory over the Lancaster Flying Arrows in three sets. That's your Duncan Awards turning point of the game. A great finish in set number two. We'll be back with more in a moment. You're listening to High School Sports on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
WCCU Credit Union is your one stop for your home, your car, your checkbook, and all your other needs. For some of the best services, great rates, and low fees under one roof, come to WCCU Credit Union in Westby, Viroqua, Richland Center, Cashton, Reedsburg, Lake Delton, Baraboo, and Coon Valley, or visit them online at WCCUCreditUnion.coop. Member NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Bailey Paint & Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
BL Signs of Richland Center has grown significantly, helping other businesses grow. In the last decade, businesses of all sizes have trusted the team at BL Signs, from developing ideas to get started to creation, installation, and reliable service afterward. BL Signs' promise of projects done well, done on time, and done on budget comes with the experience and knowledge to turn your sign into one of your most important investments. Visit BL Signs of Richland Center online at blsignage.com.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. It is poster night. We are hoping to get a couple of players up here, but they are busy signing autographs, so we don't want to take away from that regard there. And it looks like maybe we can get Jamie Johnson up here anyway. The Hornets win in three sets to none over the Lancaster Flying Arrows, getting the job done here tonight. And looks like Coach Johnson's going to make his way up here to the top row of the bleachers. Coach, a nice win. You know, you got it fairly easy in the first. You knew Lancaster was going to come back tonight, didn't you?
Yeah, we really proud of how we came out. You know, if you think about it, we're missing fourth of our players that normally play of our eight-person rotation. And can't say enough about our bench who came in, rallied around that cause. The girls were focused. We knew they would come back. Talked about Lancaster's improved program. They've been battling a lot of scores in the 20s, so we knew it'd be close. You know, we lost a little bit of our focus, but that happens in volleyball. Kind of happened again third set, but I'm proud of this group because I try not to do it too much, but I really got after them in that third set, you know, that timeout. And they responded and got that back up to a 3 or 4 point lead, and then we just pushed away, you know, at the end. But just some great leadership all the way around, you know, off of even in the beginning, every player was involved. Those first 6 points, they took that timeout, it was 6 or 8 points. Every player contributed in some way. And that's the way we're only going to be successful is if everybody's involved and everybody's part of it and making plays, and they were able to do that tonight.
Definitely were. And I think, as you mentioned, some players really stepped up. There were some key moments there, and I really thought your serving – I know it can always be better, but you had some pretty good serves here tonight, too.
Yeah, Danica, you know, got off hot, carried us that first set. Second set, you know, in that end, you know, she came up. I said, you got to be a maybe leave short, and she went short with it and got an ace or put pressure on them, got another timeout. That was huge. You know, Carly had a nice little run. Ava got an ace or two in there. All in all, we served pretty well. And, again, this day and age, you are going to miss serves if you want to. If you want to beat the best, you got to serve tough. And the old days of can't ever miss, I think, are gone by the wayside. But you got to be able to be aggressive. We found that good mix tonight, I thought. I thought when we played smart, we kept talking about play smarter, not harder, and changing the speeds. And we thought their middle, about the 12-foot line, was where they were bad. And I remind them how we beat them on that Saturday tournament. We changed speeds, changed locations. And I thought Danica made some really smart plays, some hits tonight. Soleil came up clutch with some out of system, as we would say, hits to that middle, just, you know, rolling it in there, but a tight roll where they just couldn't pick it up. Even though she's hitting it 8 feet off the net, it was still dropping in. So really, really happy with that effort that we've made the last two or three weeks trying to focus on that.
Well, how important is it for the kids to put another sign up there, a note on your banner for volleyball? I don't know. Does it mean a lot to the kids, do you think?
Yeah, it does. We talked about it early in the year. We've talked about it here. Lately, we just said it in the huddle down there, you know, that you know, we're going to have a chance, hopefully, on Thursday to put another number up there. It's been a while. Be the first one with me at the helm, as I've been a part of a lot of those as an assistant, and it would mean a lot to me as well and the girls. I just told them, you can etch your history. You know, that number will never go away. And they have a chance on Thursday night. And all you can ask for is a home game to seal conference. And, you know, if we play focus like this tonight, we should be in good shape. There's a lot of emotions will be there Thursday night, senior night, and just other things, you know, going on. So we're excited. Hopefully we can take care of business on Thursday.
I know it was a daunting task at the beginning of the year. You know, we got five on the road. But then when you finish up, it doesn't seem that bad because, you know, you've had some home cooking here now.
Yeah, we talked about that right away. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, we could have been demoralized. We could have been played the top three teams in the conference right off the bat. We could have been sitting 0-3, and maybe morale goes down. Maybe they don't work as hard because they feel like they're out of it. But that first win against Dodgeville was huge. Just set the tone and just set the stage. And now, again, we're not having to travel as much. We're getting home quicker tonight, you know, than having to get on a bus ride and travel back. So, it's a blessing when you look at it that once we got that help last week that we needed from Dodgeville to open up that door for us to finish out with Lancaster and Prairie at home with a great student section. I think it'll be great again on Thursday and have a chance to bring home that conference title.
So you have to focus away from the matter at hand. Tomorrow night you got to go to a seating meeting and kind of rally for the Hornets to see how high you can get, right?
Yeah, I think we're, you know, I think the top, it's going to be a little bit of jockeying between 1 and 2, Cuba and Aquinas. I think Dodgeville and us are going to be 3-4. Then there's a lot in the mix there. People beat this person, you know, Viroqua beat Lancaster. Lancaster beat Mauston. Mauston beat, you know, I was looking through all that today trying to get a head start on that. And just hear what the coaches have to say. So that 5 through 10 is going to be up for grabs. And then, of course, you know, 3-4, you want to do that. But, you know, we've got a stacked half sectionals we've talked about. You know, there's 8 half sectionals, and 4 of the top 9 teams right now currently are in our half sectional.
Yeah.
So there's going to be, looking at us in Dodgeville, we're going to be going on the road for regional final where most years we're probably hosting a regional final. So, you know, you never know how it plays out, but I think those top two are solidified. It's just which one's going to be which. Cuba's been number one all year. Now Aquinas has kind of jumped up ahead. Aquinas has played some tremendous competition. So it'll come down to the coaches and what they value on that. And, again, I think we'll be 3 or 4 right there, and we'll see what happens.
Sounds good, Jamie. Thanks for coming up.
Yeah, I was hoping we would plan on getting some seniors tonight, but totally spaced on the poster night, and
they're
enjoying that moment. So
they're signing autographs there.
Yeah, so hopefully we can, even do it by proxy later, get them some time, or down the tournament trail here even. We'll see if we can get them up here. But I appreciate you covering us and the thought of getting the seniors up here. They played great. They just focused and led tonight. But, again, I'm so proud of this team, the adversity we've had to face here the last few weeks and then the last week in general, and just they've just stepped up, so I'm just can't be more proud.
Sounds good. We'll let you get back to it. Thanks,
right,
Jamie.
Thanks, Phil.
Did they ask for your autograph or not?
No.
Not too much. Okay.
Maybe my daughter. I saw her in line. We'll see.
All right. Sounds good. Hornets win in 3 tonight over Lancaster. We'll be back with the final portion of the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Proud to serve our local community. City Utilities of Richland Center is committed to supporting our area youth. With a team of dedicated local professionals, we provide top quality service at the lowest possible cost for our water, wastewater, and electric customers. As a proud member owner of WPPI Energy, we're helping our community grow and thrive for the future. Richland Center, a public utilities community since 1880, working for you every day.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches.
Make mealtime easy with Take and Bake Deli Fresh Pizzas. Kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
The Hornets win in 3 sets tonight. It was a score of 25-10 in the opener, 25-22 in the second, and 25-17 in the third. And now the Phil Neath flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Mobile nationwide. Ithaca sweeps Lafarge 3-0. And I was on the math team, so I've got it figured they've got at least a share of the Ridge and Valley Conference title with the win this evening. And let's see here. What else? We're going to check some other scores for you as we pull them up here tonight. It was Wazika Steuben leading Weston 2-1 at last word. Also, soccer final tonight. River Valley gets the win, 2-1 over Richland Center. Dodgeville picked up the win over River Valley in volleyball, 3-1 the final. Cassville and Highland playing tonight. Highland getting a sweep. Also, Platteville swept Prairie du Chien in the Southwest Conference. It was a win earlier tonight by sweep for Cuba City over Boscobel, 3-0. And I believe we are up to date. Some of the latest scores that we have. Y-Connect Mobile nationwide. Local mobile phone plans with local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. The Hornets back here on Thursday night. We'll take on Prairie du Chien trying to win the conference title outright. Also, the Ithaca Bulldogs at home against Wazika Steuben trying to win a conference title, and that'll be coming up on Thursday evening from the Ridge and Valley. So a lot of local teams doing well this sports season, and then it's the ninth week of the high school football season coming up on Friday night. We'll be here at Richland Center High School as the Hornets take on Broadhead Judah. Mr. Fabulous doing a good job back at home for the WRCO producing of the game tonight. We appreciate Tim Thede and you for listening as well. The Hornets win in 3 in varsity action. It was Lancaster winning the JV1 match 2-1 and Richland Center winning the JV2 match 3-0. You've been listening to coverage of high school volleyball here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Let your boys be country. Let them keep that red dirt on his boots. Make him proud of that little nowhere he's got down in his roots. Let him work in the hayfield sweating for a little summer cash. Raise him hard, raise him tough, bring him up to have their brothers back.
Missing how it used to be. top stove. Mama dancing with the radio to Neil Diamond and Elvis with a smile that would tell us a second when Daddy got home. Didn't have to lock that old train door, leave the keys in your truck in town. It was God, country, family, and I still think it can be a little more like it was right now. I ain't saying that I wanna go back there. Ain't like I don't love what I have here. I'm just sipping and sifting through some long lost memories. Life moves on and times are changing. Don't get me wrong.
Everything I need, nothing that I don't. Everything I need. nothing that I don't. Oh, everything I need and nothing that I don't.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Among those campaigning in battleground state Pennsylvania for Kamala Harris, her boss in Philadelphia, President Biden.
4 years ago, I picked Kamala to be my vice president. I picked her because she was smart and tough.